Devotional. God doesn't just want to improve our lives, He wants to transform them completely. When He promises a new heart, He's not offering a minor upgrade or a spiritual tune-up. He is offering a total renovation where He becomes the center of everything. Think about what happens in a heart transplant. The old, failing heart is completely removed, and a new, healthy one takes its place. But God goes even further. As He says in Ezekiel, He not only gives us a new heart but puts His very Spirit within us. This isn't just about changing what we do, it's about changing who we are at our core. When God moves in, He doesn't want to be restricted to certain areas of our lives. He doesn't want to be our Sunday morning God or our emergency God. He wants unrestricted access to every part of who we are, our thoughts, our relationships, our decisions, our dreams. He wants to be king of it all. This might sound intimidating, but it's actually the most freeing exchange we could ever make. When we surrender control, we gain His wisdom. When we give up our limited perspective, we gain His eternal one. Living from a new heart means living from His heart, and there's no better way to live. Bible verse: I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel 36:26-27. Reflection question: what areas of your life have you been hesitant to fully surrender to God's leadership, and what might change if you allowed Him complete access to those areas? Quote: God doesn't just give a heart transplant. What He wants to do is move in. I don't just want your heart, I want you. Like all of you, I want my blood flowing through your arteries and through your veins. And through your capillary. Like, I want every bit of me inside of every bit of you. So that you look and you sound and you react like me. Prayer. Father, thank you for the incredible gift of a new heart. I confess that I sometimes try to keep certain areas of my life under my own control. Today, I invite your Spirit to have full access to every part of who I am. Help me to surrender completely and live from the new heart you've given me. Amen.